Information is the best medicine, especially when it comes from Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
Holly Lucille is out, a little under the weather today. Holly, we love you. Hopefully you're sleeping, but if you're listening in, let us know how we're doing here. Cannabis lowers blood sugar. Unfortunately, the people I knew who smoked marijuana or cannabis as in my youth generally followed cannabis with a pizza or followed it with the munchies. So I'm not quite sure how they separated out the people, who this cannabis product was helping with their blood sugar versus the occasional person actually eating their way through the cannabis buzz. And it's odd that this came up because one of the advantages of using cannabis and medical marijuana is in folks with appetite, with poor appetite, like cancer patients and things, it does a really nice job at stimulating appetite. But smoking a blunt may keep off the bulge, according to a new study by the American Journal of Medicine. I'm not cool enough or Rasta enough to say the word bulge. Maybe Sonar and Kevin back at the producers, they're more of the music guys, could do that. But anyway, that's the way they termed the article, is the blunt may keep off the bulge. But the findings suggest that people who used marijuana have lower levels of insulin resistance and waist sizes, and it was very well done. Dr. Murray Middleman studied at Beth Israel Deaconess, famous hospital in the Boston area. Quote unquote, it looks like there may be some favorable effects on blood sugar control. However, a lot more needs to be done. A lot more studies need to be done to look at the risks and benefits of marijuana usage. This is about 5,000 men and women over a five-year period. And among the participants, 12% were marijuana users and 48% were past marijuana users. And they went and they measured the waist size. 36.9 inches was the average waist of the pot smoker, while 38.3 was for the non-user. Part of this opens up the whole medical marijuana thing. And as a naturopathic physician, as well as a cardiologist, I am asked on a daily basis, do you recommend marijuana for your patients? In Arizona, where I hold a medical license, there is a medical marijuana law. However, I have not used it. It's simply a hot potato for me. I have not prescribed marijuana, although I have thought about it several times. I also don't do oncology, so I'm not faced with that decision, and I don't work with a lot of people with depression or chronic pain. But the issue here is very interesting when you look at cancer. Sugar feeds cancer. It's a very commonly known thing. Marijuana has been used illegally in all states and all around the world by cancer patients to control nausea, vomiting, hunger, appetite, problems with cancer. But we always worried that when they're eating, are they just going to put on weight? Because, okay, you smoke it, you feel better. Are you going to go to a vending machine and get a candy bar? Or are you going to get vegetables and fruits and whole foods that can actually hopefully help you with the cancer? The answer is, looks like that people go through an early sort of sugar cycle, and then they get back to whatever their original personality is. So for me, I guess that would mean that I might eat some extra sugar when I first started it, but then that sort of wears off. And since I generally eat healthy, I would go back and I would start to eat more healthy foods. I would go back and eat fruits, vegetables, nuts, beans, seeds, all that stuff, cold water, fish. So apparently the munchy phase of the blunt, I tried it again. Sorry, Kevin. Sorry, Sonar. But the munchy phase of the blunt wears off, where they can then use it more medicinally for helping with their cancer. So do I recommend it? No, I don't recommend marijuana for weight loss or to control waist size. Let's be real clear here. Do I think marijuana as a tool for cancer has been enhanced by this research? Meaning that this research basically says that people aren't getting fat while smoking marijuana. that is what we commonly thought was going to be a side effect. Does it improve my outlook on patients going through cancer or using this for chronic pain, using marijuana as a tool to be healthy? Yeah, it does. A lot. Let's look at chronic pain, for example. Marijuana has been, and there's different species and things, but various types of marijuana help with chronic pain. They can help tremendously with chronic pain. And anytime patients tend to move off of opiates and they can use things like marijuana, neither of them are good, but it's a far lesser of two evils. Now we bring in the use of marijuana, but they start eating sugar with their chronic pain. Boom. Sugar feeds inflammation. Inflammation causes pain. So my concern was, okay, we are going to switch them from the opiates over to marijuana, but they're going to eat sugar and they're just going to inflame their pain in another way. But again, this study hints at something dramatically different, saying that they get through their little munchy phase, but then they go back to their normal eating patterns, which need to be good to get over any chronic pain or to manage it. And then they seem to have smaller waist sizes and more normalized blood sugar. But I want to be real clear here again that I would not use cannabis as a tool to lower blood sugar. So this is in addition to, this is what we call a beneficial side effect. If I have a patient who is a heart patient and I give them ginger in order to keep their blood a little more slippery, decrease maybe like a marker called fibrinogen, that ginger has additional effects of being anti-inflammatory and being an antioxidant. That's called a beneficial side effect. Whenever we think of side effects, there's this new movie out, and we think of rashes and death and all these terrible things. But in the botanical world, a lot of times we find extra benefits with these natural medicines. Cannabis seems to be falling into that type of genre where you're using it for pain, but one of the things is lower blood sugar and a smaller waistline. You're using it for cancer, but then you are also, again, have the opportunity to get some of that belly fat off. In the world of cardiology, we don't have an application for cannabis, nor again do I recommend it, because especially if you're using smoke, that smoke is going to, anytime you breathe in smoke, it's going to make the heart work harder and work faster, and we don't want to do that. But this is a side effect. The cannabis lowering the blood sugar is not what we're going to be primarily using the substance for. This is going to primarily be a side effect of cannabis that's an additional positive. Wow, we are talking about marijuana again. Now, marijuana as a medicine, I just want to give you my final kind of thing with it. I think that there's three indications for the use of marijuana. Two we've already talked about at depth: cancer and chronic pain. There's no doubt that, in my opinion, that all 50 states should be licensing it, managing it, and making sure that the receiver of the marijuana is getting clean, untainted botanical medicine versus buying something on the street that who knows what is in it. The third thing is depression. The DSM-5, which is a book that the psychiatrists like to use in order to diagnose disorders, has added all sorts of new types of psychological disorders. But yet, there's no new psychotropic drug classes, and overall, psychotropic drugs, things that will affect depression, have largely been ineffective. And it's commonly known we are taking those types of drugs and we're starting over and working on new classes of antipsychotics and antidepressants. Marijuana can be very effective to that. And part of that might be a lowered waistline and balanced sugar. So, a wonderful side effect of the proper use of cannabis: lowering your waistline while you're treating cancer, while you're helping with depression, while you're treating chronic pain. But I wouldn't use it just for lowering blood sugar. I still don't think it's worth it and a good idea. And so we're going to keep you well. We're going to recommend how to safely use marijuana at Radio MD.